Nicodemus is a leader. He's supposed to know everything. And he comes to Jesus with questions. Questions that Jesus doesn't have easy answers to. Questions that I hope continue to live in you as we seek to delve deeper, connect more fully, and to ask better questions. I would like to now invite Sam to read her statement of faith.
In my life right now, I'm still a little unsure of exactly everything I believe. I also still have many questions, but what I do believe is that God is a friend, family, and hope. To me, God is a loving and caring God who helps me to know that I am always loved. When I think of God, I think of the many things I am thankful for and the people I am blessed to have in my life. I always thought of God and Jesus as going together. For me, Jesus is my Savior, friend, and teacher. I think of Jesus as being the human form of God. When I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of the Spirit of God. To me, the Holy Spirit is the magic of being a Christian and the part that keeps growing today. I believe the Holy Spirit lives in every one of us. To me, the Bible is God's image for what He wants us to be. It also reminds us of how lucky we are. Many parts of the Bible are still confusing to me, but I'm okay with knowing and accepting that because I still believe it is the Word of God. Church is my extended family. It is the house of God and a place where everyone can come together to worship and pray. Prayer is a way to communicate with God and a way to have a personal relationship with God. For me, being a Christian is more than just accepting God into your heart. I believe that it also means to live your life like Jesus would. And I am proud of the many things I am and to be a Christian.
Now I'd like to invite Jake Harrell to read his statement.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross so that we may be forgiven of our sins so that one day we can enjoy God in heaven. God is the one and only supreme being. To me, God is a really cool guy who has never-ending love for everyone, even when we screw up. I believe Jesus was the Son of God. He was sent to die on the cross for us, and to me, I think that's pretty cool. The Holy Spirit is something I'm still trying to figure out. It is one of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. To me, the Bible is a book with the story of God, Jesus, and everything else. The Bible tells us many stories that are sometimes hard to believe. However, through God, everything is possible. Church is a place we go to learn about God. To me, church can be really boring, but can teach important and really, and sometimes really cool stuff about God. Prayer is when you talk to God. To me, prayer is important because it gives me a chance to talk with God. In school, we are learning about how people used to have to talk to God through the Pope, who could lie to get more money, so it's nice to talk to him directly. Being a Christian is important because we can learn to have faith in God so we can feel good about ourselves, not worry as much, love each other, and feel good about having someone who is always there for you, no matter what.
The purity of their statements is beautiful to me. Now, Quentin, would you please? Quentin Anderson is going to share his statement.
I believe that God is the most powerful and almighty being that has ever existed. He is also the most loving, caring being that answers almost every one of your prayers. With his everlasting love, he will help me even in my darkest hour. I believe Jesus rose from the grave, and that is what our religion is based on. And I believe that he did, even if my friends tell me he didn't. Nothing can turn me around from believing that a miracle like that really did happen. I never really thought much of the Holy Spirit, as I have of God and Jesus, but I realized that it lives in Jesus and God, and that they live in it. But now the Holy Spirit lives in all of us and gives us hope. I never really read too much of the Bible, maybe a scripture or two. I also have read a lot of the book of Exodus. I do know the Bible is an all-knowing guide on how to live like Jesus. It is full of great stories and lessons to be learned. I've always prayed for as long as I can remember. I truly never thought much of it. But now that I actually start to pray on my own when I'm about to go to sleep, I found it really peaceful and thoughtful, and it opens my mind. I've gone to church for what seems like forever. I always thought it was very boring just sitting in pews and listening. But confirmation class made church seem a lot more fun, even if it does take away from sleeping in on Sundays. I also know that there are many denominations and that people think different things, but I believe that I've learned what I've learned here. And I'm kind of in and out on some of the really crazy stuff, but I know that many others agree with me. I am proud to be a Christian.
I would now like to invite Liz Simpson up to read her statement of faith. As you can see, all our students are unique, and they are honest, and they are thoughtful.
I've had many beliefs like everyone else. Mine have changed throughout the years. They really started to change when my sister went through confirmation. Before that, I believed very strongly on everything with no question. She started telling me on what she believed, and I started questioning on what I really believed. But this statement of faith is not about what I believed then. It's about what I believe now. When I think of the word God, I think of an almighty ruler that really cares for every living and non-living thing that has existed in the universe. I also believe that God loves everyone, no matter what race, what they look like, what they believe, or what they have done. He forgives everyone who wants to be forgiven. Another thing that I believe is that he is with everyone at the same time and knows what we are going through. That means that he has seen or will see everyone's sorrow and happiness. When someone says the word Jesus, I think of the messenger who is the messenger that God has sent down to teach mankind about forgiveness and God's messages. He also taught us how to turn the other cheek. I also believe that Jesus was God's way of feeling sorrow and happiness. Another thing that I believe is that Jesus was God and a human at the same time. He was God's only son. I haven't really thought much about the Holy Spirit because I was trying to figure out what I believed in the Bible, Jesus, and God. But what I believe is that the Holy Spirit is another form of God. I also believe that the Holy Spirit is a way God directs you. Another thing that I believe is that the Holy Spirit can come from anything from a gut feeling to in your dreams or when you're awake. Sometimes I don't know that God is the Holy Spirit, and sometimes you do. When I think of the word Bible, I think of a guidebook that teaches us what we should spread God's love and to never give up on him, even when we want to. That it doesn't matter what has happened in the past, it just matters what we're going to change, that we're going to change, and much more. When I think of the word church, I think of our loving community that comforts everyone when they are facing a hard time and celebrates with you when you're happy, or pushes you to get out of your comfort zone, because this is the only church I've really known, because I've grown up in this church. I also believe that our church takes God's messages, for example, that God loves everyone. Our motto is, all are welcome, always. Tells that we leave it to God to judge, and we don't, because it's God's job, and we'll probably do it wrong. I have grown up around this loving community, and it's like my second huge family that keeps growing and growing. I've been praying ever since I can remember, but I believe that it's another way that we can talk to God, give thanks, and ask for help, or a way to clear our head. I also believe that it doesn't matter how long the prayer is. The two that I use the most would be saying thanks or asking for help. To me, being a Christian means that that you believe in God and try to love everyone and not judge them no matter what race, what they look like, or what they believe, or what they have done, like God does. I also take God's messages and spread them to never give and to never give up on God. Even I am not sure on some things, what I have found through the past year is that I am proud to be a Christian.
Woo. Parker, would you please share your statement of faith? Parker Robertson, one of the things I love about Parker is his awesome shoes. I invite you to check out his shoes at some point.
I believe God is almighty, loving, and comforting. God makes me feel protected, loved for, and important. God forgives, nurtures, and God knows all. God is and always will be there for me to help guide me on my path and to make me the best person I can be with the best impact on the world. I believe Jesus is generous, selfless, and magnanimous. Jesus is God's Son and our Savior sent down to rescue us from our sins. Jesus helps me by making me realize I will always, unconditionally, be loved and forgiven in the eyes of the Lord. I believe that the Holy Spirit connects us through God and on the path of light. The Holy Spirit is the part of God that is in all of us. I believe that the Holy Spirit fits into the Trinity by guiding us and helping God's work in our mortal world. I believe the Bible is information which guides us on our journey of faith. The Bible is important to me because it is the base on which our faith is built, and to fully understand our faith, I believe one must also understand the Bible. I believe the church is family, caring and ever welcoming. Church fits into my life as a place to grow closer to God, and I believe our church makes me feel loved, welcomed, and received in the eyes of God. I believe prayer connects me with God and lets me know He is always here for me. Prayer brings me closer to God. I pray each night before I sleep, and also whenever I see an ambulance, I pray for the recipient and that God watches over whomever is inside. I believe that being a Christian helps me know my place in the universe, that there is a purpose, and that God is always watching over me. Being a Christian makes me more loving and kind to others. I believe that being a Christian causes me to be more compassionate and lets me ask myself, what would Jesus do when I'm faced with a situation?
Let us remember those questions. Let us remember the purity. Let us remember how brave it is to stand up in front of a crowd and say what it is that you believe. Let us all have that bravery. Let us all dive into those questions. And let us all feel the welcome and the Spirit of God. And as we feel that welcome, as we feel that generous gift that God continues to give us, let us share our gifts as we receive the morning offering.